So I'm joined by one of the fans now. If I could just get your name?
Michael Brown.
And what does Trent Bridge mean to you as a place?
Trent Bridge is, to me, the best ground in the country. I live nearby, so it's an opportunity to come as often as I can.
And were you happy when they got the big screen for essentially brought the Ashes to Nottingham?
I thought it was a bit. I like to see it, but it's a bit expensive compared to all the other things they have to pay for. But it's here now, so we enjoy it. Yeah.
And have you seen any interesting stories or heard any interesting rumours around when you've come here throughout the years that are quite odd and quite quirky when it comes to cricket?
Rumours.
Just sometimes there's been lightning on the pitch.
No, I haven't been coming long enough for that, I'm afraid. I'm a Derbyshire fan, actually.
Well, that's a good thing. And how do you reckon, as a fan yourself, how do you reckon you react to the atmosphere of Trent Bridge and the numbers it draws in to such great matches?
Trent Bridge is an excellent ground. It's a wonderful atmosphere. The fans are always well behaved and they're all knowledgeable as well. And the ground, wherever you go in the ground, is an excellent view, I have to say. And facilities are very close too, so it's a very fan-friendly ground, and that's why we enjoy coming here.
So wherever you sit, you get the best view in the house, would you say? Yeah.
I mean, I prefer to be behind the bowler's arm, but some prefer square leg, you know. And whatever place you go, it's a good view, and you can't miss anything. It's good.
Well, obviously, in a week's time, we've got the Australians coming. Have you got a message for them as they try and take the Ashes?
A message for the Australians, they haven't got a chance, I'm afraid.
That's excellent. Thanks so much for talking to us.